No question. You know, all the things we did all year to help us win ball games, and we didn't do today. You know, we had turnovers, penalties, you know, what have you. So it's to say it's disappointing is an understatement. You know, this is a tough one to swallow. And, you know, that's really all you can say. I don't think so. I mean, things happen during the game. You know, they're an aggressive physical football team. I thought we matched that today. You know, our guys aren't going to back down from anybody. You know, and really, it just came down to missed opportunities. I mean, we had the opportunities, and for whatever reason, you know, we didn't take advantage of them the way we needed to.
You were moving the ball so well with Chris going out.
Certainly, Chris is obviously, you know, gives us, you know, burst. He gives us that speed, and you know, obviously when he got hurt, you know, you take a little bit of that speed out of the game. But you know, we still had our opportunities and didn't capitalize on them. You know, I was trying to give our guy a chance and you know, just threw a bad ball. Yeah, communication on one. The other one, just mishandled. You know, it was a good snap, and I just didn't handle it. It's all of the above. I mean, you know, guys are angry, disappointed. I would say probably slightly a little bit in shock. You know, for the most part in the game, I mean, we play well. We move the ball, and defense is playing well. And, you know, it makes it that much harder to swallow. But you know, it's, you know, really good. Nobody blamed but ourselves. I don't know. You know, I'm going to think about that when I stop thinking about this game, which probably won't be for a while, but, you know, whatever happens is going to happen. I'd love to be here, but, you know, it's too soon after a game like this to really think about it.
Now you said that's going to hang with him a long time, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me just say this about Algie Crumpler. Algie is one of the most professional guys I've been around. He's one of those guys that does everything right. And I feel bad for him. But he's not the only one to blame in this situation. You know, we all had our opportunities. We all share the blame. He's a heck of a guy, a heck of a professional. And you know, I hope that, you know, that guys understand and we all rally around him, because he's a heck of a guy and a heck of a player. I'm sorry, what was the second part of your question?
How long will it take you to have you?
But, you know, do you ever get over it? I mean, I don't know if it's something you ever get over. I mean, you deal with it, you put it in its place whenever the time is right, but this one's going to sink in, and it's going to hurt for a while.
Now, Sarah, it's such an incredible year for you. Does this do much to diminish your feeling about what you did this year and your play?
Right, you know, after tonight, it's hard to feel good about this year. I mean, I know we accomplished a lot. Put ourselves in a position to make a run at it, and you know, when you fall short, it's hard to see the positives. I know there are some. I think we all need to realize that. But you know, it's disappointing to end like this. I mean, you know, to think that we're gonna, you know, feel any better about it because of the regular season is, you know, I think is, you know, it's not going to be the case.